Okay, let's begin with a little history. Gilbert, why don't you tell us about the early days when you began playing music? For example, what were the earliest groups you were in? What was the instrument that you began playing with?
Oui, bon, j'ai commencé un petit peu la musique tardivement déjà, hein, j'avais 25 ou 26 ans, et par l'instrument qui me semblait le plus simple, c'est-à-dire les percussions, la batterie, encore que je n'avais pas de batterie, donc je m'exprimais à l'époque sur une monture de piano, c'est-à-dire que j'avais récupéré une vieille monture de piano sur laquelle je balançais des triangles ou jouais de trompette à l'intérieur de cette monture de piano.
I had quite a late start around when I was around 25, and probably the instrument I started with was drums. Although at that time I didn't have any drum available, so I would start with a piano frame, and also playing triangle, and that was probably the early stage of my beginning. But Gilbert, what kind of or what type of groups were you playing with, and maybe there's one specific you want to talk about?
Oui, j'ai effectivement bon joué dans l'Art Free, qui était un groupe composé de musiciens de différentes tendances, puisqu'il y avait des pianistes venaient de la musique classique, notre guitariste fou était heavy metal, punk avant l'heure, et bon, moi je venais plutôt un petit peu, bon, j'avais aucun savoir sur la rock music, mais je m'intéressais beaucoup à cette époque à la musique free, en fait, bon, c'était les années, fin des années 60, début 70. Et effectivement, c'était un moment où la mouvance musicale permettait des expériences de ce type.
In the beginning of the 70s, we were a group of people playing in this group called L'Art Free, and we had the former drummer of heavy metal, for example, and other people gathering with us in this new style of music, and also I think a guitarist. Is it, was it a guitarist?
No, you say the former drummer. He was the former drummer.
He was the former drummer.
It's okay.
He was not the heavy metal guitarist.
No, that's right. I was hoping.
What happened to the guitarist for L'Art Free?
C'est difficile à dire. Il est
fou.
Il était, oui, très.
Okay.
Un peu, très.
Aside from L'Art Free, other groups that you played with.
Il y a d'autres groupes avec.
Oui, j'ai joué dans différents groupes de cette époque, tels comme Intern, qui était un groupe assez.
Okay, L'Art. You know, basically, L'Art Free was one of the first experimental groups of the French underground scene. They mixed rock with jazz, electronics. Was there a particular idea or concept that you had when you decided to make the group L'Art Free?
C'était avant tout un groupe basé sur le reflex, hein, au début. C'est-à-dire qu'il y a eu plusieurs périodes dans ce groupe. Un groupe qui était avant tout basé sur le réflexe musical et qui ne tenait pas trop compte des contingences esthétiques dans le son comme dans le comportement sur scène.
It was in any case question of keeping in mind the classical aesthetic references musically, if that phrase makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And Gilbert mentioned the act of reflex music. Is it what you were saying? Reflex music that we are trying to establish new codes, probably. But Gilbert can talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
Physical reflex.
Physical reflex.
Physical reflex meaning what? Yes, ça veut dire.
Reflex is a reaction, like
action.
As an action. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. To cause an action?
Qui provoque une action.
Or a reaction among people who heard it or saw it? Or
une réaction de celui
pour
qui
les
joue.
Gens qui écoutent. Oui, je crois que le jeu va très vite tourne très vite en rond, c'est-à-dire je crois qu'il y a forcément un réflexe, réflexe.
Yeah, the exchange process goes very fast between who does it and who listens to or who perceives
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, you did Lard Free, a few records, three records, I believe, and then you stopped and you created a new sensation or a new group, I guess you could call it a group, Urban Sax. Where did this idea for a massive chorus or orgasm of saxophones or however you would describe it, it can be described many different ways. Where did this idea originate? Where did it come from? From a beat group that dallied in the avant-garde to a mind-blowing experience.
Oui, c'est-à-dire, je crois que j'ai toujours eu deux formes de musique. Il y a la musique que l'on aime jouer, il y a la musique qui est celle de reflex, qui est celle de violence éventuellement, et il y a la musique qu'éventuellement on peut avoir envie d'entendre, d'écouter. Et la proposition en fait d'Urban Sax vient peut-être de cette deuxième chose, c'est-à-dire que j'avais un petit peu marre d'entendre la musique de type frontal, de type rock, la musique des musiciens. J'avais envie de musique d'écoute, pas forcément intellectuelle, pas forcément.
There's the music you like to listen to, and there's the music you like to play, Gilbert says, and the music you like to listen to. And at some point, he was kind of fed up of the first kind, and he was gearing toward a music you would like to create, to be heard, a sounds, again, the word new codes in listening could appear there. And that's probably what is leading him toward the idea of this kind of group.
How did you come up with the name Urban Sax?
Urban Sax, c'est pour moi un titre, c'est forcément une erreur. C'est forcément limitatif.
First of all, a title is certainly a mistake. In the fact that it's limiting.
Le départ de cette musique, c'était également un petit peu la mouvance, c'est-à-dire qu'effectivement on pouvait espérer jouer sur la ville, sur la cité. Au tout début, cette musique a été très modèle, très linéaire, donc basée avant tout sur des déplacements. D'où le nom Urban Sax, très vite, pour le côté moderne de l'instrument. Le mot urban également pour une violence contenue, sous-jacente, c'est pour toutes ces raisons.
There's an aspect of at first linear music at the beginning, and then the name would relate to the fact that there is a contained strength or violence, the speediness of this world in the world urban, and that would be why this name.
The early albums had the covers that seemed to illustrate some sort of urban society, the system of urban life turning into a hell that people were, being swept into. That it implied social or cultural, political sort of a statement on urban life. Is that a correct assumption, or is that totally erroneous? Did it not imply that?
Il est bien entendu qu'il y a une connotation de la distorsion que crée le milieu urbain qui est représenté par éventuellement les costumes.
Et les pochettes.
Oui, les pochettes.
Les pochettes, une image figée est également forcément une erreur. Mais
there again, if you refer to pictures on the disc cover, there again, as soon as you stop an image, it's same as the title. It's a kind of a mistake. It's a kind of dead thing. The idea around Urban Sax is based on movement and space, and it never stops at any time. And when you stop it with a description, It's like if you were not even doing one note.
So it's more of a evolutionary concept as opposed to a revolutionary concept, perhaps.
Evolution plutôt que révolution.
Oh.
Concept d'évolution.
Oui ou non?
Evolutif, oui, absolument, oui. I prefer. Yes,
absolutely. Okay. Were there, I mean, in terms of the music of urban sax, were there any, perhaps, influences or precedents among earlier music or musicians that maybe planted a seed a la tête pour future music that you've created under the idea of urban sax?
Les influences musicales qui t'ont marqué sont peut-être quelque
oui.
chose de spécifique.
Oui, je ne suis pas persuadé qu'il y ait... Si nos musiciens prennent de l'acide, je pense qu'il y a eu forcément, oui, à un certain moment, forcément, oui. Mais effectivement, les musiciens qui m'ont toujours intéressé sont des musiciens, je ne sais pas s'ils ont forcément pris de l'acide, mais ils ont eu des résultantes dans leur mouvement sur l'instrument ou dans leur tête qui est assez proche de ça. C'est-à-dire que j'ai autant de sympathie pour des gens comme Thelonious Monk, que pour Satie. Je pense qu'il y a des relations entre ces gens. Je ne sais pas exactement d'où ça provient, mais je crois qu'il y a forcément un lien, ou des gens comme The Velvet Underground d'une certaine époque. Ou...
I could sense interconnections between people as different as... Thelonious Monk or Erik Satie or maybe Indian music. They are not necessarily registered as such, but I could
direct
very likely. Yes.
Okay. An understatement would be the spectacle of an urban sax performance is unique. How do you come up with the ideas for choreography and musical presentation and so forth when you visualize and rehearse a performance?
C'est sans doute un petit peu la pratique des concerts et l'ennui. Je crois que l'image est nécessaire au son et inversement. Et dans le groupe, les choses sont un petit peu faites de cette façon. C'est-à-dire que de temps en temps, la musique et sert à favoriser l'image, et parfois c'est le contraire, c'est-à-dire c'est l'image qui peut aider un petit peu à l'écoute de la musique.
So, thanks to practice through the different concerts, and in order to not even myself be bored, there is always correspondence between the sound and the visual. And they are interfaced. You say interfaced,
mm-hmm.
and they do alternate.
So once urban sax as a musical performance event began, the ideas, one idea sort of led to a next one, to the next one, and the next one sort of gave birth to another one. Is that sort of what you?
Gilbert wouldn't say at the time of the concert, because it would be based on a location.
Okay.
It would be a creation,
right.
Organized,
okay.
And composed,
okay.
And structured.
Okay, right. How many concerts does Urban Sax give a year? Curiosity.
Et combien de concerts Urban donne dans une année?
Je crois que c'est une trentaine.
Approximately, average 30 a year. 30?
Yeah,
30
and 40.
Hmm. 30 a year.
Incroyable. That's amazing. I would never imagine that many. That's one a month. That's two a month.
Two a month.
Three a month, perhaps. Mm-hmm. During the performance, I believe you basically serve as a conductor to some extent. And is the music, it's obviously rehearsed, the performance and the choreography is rehearsed beforehand, but is it in so much as written down, composed, say classical music, not in the term sense of classical music, but written? Or is it more like general ideas are known and the musicians sort of improvise and create within the structure that they are given to play?
Est-ce qu'il y a composition et répétition, ou est-ce qu'il y a improvisation à l'intérieur d'un concert?
D'un concert. C'est-à-dire que il y a improvisation à l'intérieur du concert dans ce sens où à chaque fois nous devons changer un petit peu les séquences de musique et le positionnement des musiciens selon la résonance du lieu à l'intérieur duquel on intervient.
Improvisation would come up when depending on the where the concert is taking place, because sound would vary and you would have to reorganize the in space where the musicians are and how it sounds. So in that sense, there could be improvisation based on because of the place where the concert is going to be.
Yeah, because I played urban sax records for friends, and they say, that's amazing. I wonder if it's composed music, if it's written down so that everybody knows what they're playing, or is it more organic and an evolutionary thing?
Oui, c'est un petit peu. On travaille un petit peu dans la tradition orale. C'est-à-dire qu'effectivement, je suis autodidacte, donc je n'ai pas le savoir des notes. Donc je prépare à peu près toutes les différentes séquences de musique sur un piano, saxophone, ou vibraphone, enfin, sur différents instruments. Et ensuite, bien sûr, on note ces séquences. Et. Ces séquences sont jouées à l'intérieur du groupe et on compose la musique et les déplacements fonction précisément de ces séquences. C'est-à-dire que sur certains concerts, il y a des séquences, par exemple, que l'on ne jouera pas systématiquement parce qu'on sait que la résonance n'autorise pas telle séquence.
The concert would be written since I am Gilbert says that since he's would you say self-made man?
Self-made man. Oh, sounds like a Ronald Reagan, just his kind of guy, right?
How would you say somebody who has not learned technically?
Self-taught.
Self-taught.
He hasn't had an official education.
Right. Self-taught. Okay. And therefore, he's writing the partitions, he's writing the sequences. But they are tested immediately and they are coordinated after with the musicians. But every part is planned,
is
organized,
okay.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned that Urban Sax does 30-35 concerts a year. How does the group function economically in terms of 50 people going from here to there and the logistics economically, and how do you tour? How do you make performances? I mean, unless you are millionaires, you certainly can't subsidize yourself. And I know promoters are not going to subsidize 50 French guys traveling around playing what you play. Obviously I'm interested to know how that occurs, and 30 concerts a year, probably you are able to, this is like a self-supporting thing and you can exist on what you do and you don't have to paint walls on the Paris metros for a fee to earn a living. Oui,
en résumé, tu... En résumé, est-ce que le groupe survit lui-même par ses propres moyens?
Je crois qu'il serait d'un judicieux conseil. Enfin, je pense qu'il pourrait très bien nous conseiller.
Maybe I think you would give a good advice for that matter.
So another. Okay, so basically local arts councils, right? Subsidize what's going on in terms of your performances, correct? Oui. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the answer we wanted. You said I asked questions that I already knew the answers for. That must have been one of them, huh? Okay, down to the bottom line here. The future. What plans for Urban Sax in terms of more recordings? You're doing a fairly extended tour of the USA over the next, I think. What places will you be playing? Will Urban Sax go on for 10 years? Will we still have, or will we have Cosmic Sax in 10 years? That's the question to close the whole thing off here.
Pour terminer, quels sont les projets? Est-ce que Urban Sax continue un tour ou prépare une tournée?
Des disques.
Quels sont les...
Y aura-t-il des Urban Sax cosmiques?
Mais je pense que...
The Cosmic Phone.
On this good question.
On va avoir du mal à dépasser la question.
The question is evolutive. Mm-hmm. Right. Qu'est-ce que tu veux dire là-dessus?
Non, je pense qu'il y a des... On a des projets en fait très simples puisqu'on aimerait redevenir plus sage dans les concerts, essayer de
We would like to become plus sage. How would you say plus sage? Like
wiser.
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 Wiser. During the concerts.
Peut-être moins spectaculaire.
Yes, drop the kind of either show off or spectacular, the aspect.
Less of that. And more of the music. No.
Peut-être plus fort, peut-être moins d'effets, mais plus.
Less special effects, but maybe stronger in the intensity of music.
I would think that maybe the newest record gives a little evidence to that in comparison to the first two records. It seems much more musically substantial and.
Le nouveau disque qui vient de sortir donne une idée, c'est beaucoup plus musical que les deux premiers.
Oui, je pense que je préfère les deux premiers.
ce n'est pas correct. J'aime beaucoup les two original discs, incredible. But the new record definitely seems to have, it takes you beyond the realm of being like a French oddity who plays 50 saxophones in a strange manner to fitting into a more structured, maybe minimalist, more respected international Philip Glass, Steve Reich, Terry Riley category. You are probably the Philip Glass or the Steve Reich of Europe, whereas they are the Americans. You are, the way I look at it, especially on evidence of the new disc, you are equivalent to that.
Ça deviendrait probablement quelque chose de beaucoup plus autre chose que simplement 50 musiciens jouant de la musique, ça faisait une musique beaucoup plus structurée et tu viendrais le fil glace de...
Le Steve Reich européen.
Oui. Le Steve Reich européen.
Je ne suis pas persuadé d'être tenté par...
Side 2.
This might not be a temptation for him.
Well, let's put
non,
it this
je ne sais pas, parce que je connais...
For
non,
me,
ça,
he is beyond Philip Glass and Steve Reich.
C'est au-delà de ça.
Pour lui, non. Non, je ne connais pas suffisamment, non, enfin, c'est pas grave.
Ok, where else are you playing after you leave Vancouver and the West Coast?
Où est-ce qu'on joue après Vancouver?
Perhaps la... Peut-être en Sicile au mois d'août, mais surtout on va retravailler pour un nouveau disque dans l'idée des deux premiers. C'est-à-dire on va faire la suite des deux premiers albums.
The next concert might be.
Yeah, I understand. You're working on a new record that's going to be along the lines of the earlier records, perhaps. So if I like those better, I didn't like the better. What about? Any interest in terms of, has there been interest in terms of having these records released in the States as opposed to just having them put out on a marginal basis in France?
Est-ce qu'il y a eu de l'intérêt pour vendre ces disques aux États-Unis?
Maison de disques en
France. Je crois qu'il en est question. Yeah. Je sais pas,
c'est le nom de la maison. In contact with Glamavision.
Okay. Well, I think you're an excellent interview. Très bon. And I think it will run real well.